This is What the Flux. I'm Brett.
And I'm Justin, and it's Wednesday, the 6th of March.
Jazzy boy, after Qantas's behind-the-scenes battle with Qatar Airways last year, we know one thing, they don't like to be beaten.
Yes.
So Qantas is looking likely now to lose the race to be the first airline to fly non-stop from the east coast of Australia to Europe.
Cannot wait for that.
Yep, Turkish Airlines announced plans to launch a rival service.
Wow.
Not happy, Vanessa Hudson.
B-man, with the median rent in Australia $580 per week, it's getting pretty tough to manage both your adult bills and also live a good life.
So true.
And that's why this month we are paying the rent of one lucky Flux user. All you need to do is download the Flux app and use the promo code PAYMYRENT to be in the draw and build up that rent kitty.
Three phenomenal stories today, Juzzy boy.
Let's do it.
For our first, private health premiums in Australia are going to rise by the biggest amount in 5 years on April 1st.
Surely this is an April Fool's joke by the good people at insurers, so tell me more.
Pretty sure insurance people do not make gags, Jazzy boy, but some background. Here in Australia, private health insurers are allowed to increase their premiums once per year.
And currently, there are around 15 million private health insurance customers in Australia.
But now, those 15 million odd will experience an increase to their premiums.
We're talking an increase of more than 3% on average.
Now, Jazzy boy, if you're with Medibank, your premiums will increase by 3.3%.
If you're with Bupa, your premium will go up 3.61%.
For the good humans with HCF, your premium is up 2.89%.
And NIB, the whopper, yours is up 4.1%.
All in all, the average is 3.03% in premiums, and it's going to be the largest annual increase in private health costs since 2019.
And what's the reason for all this right now, B-man?
Well, Jazzy boy, total health insurance payouts increased by over 10% in the last year to September.
So the private health industry reckons it wasn't possible to maintain the low premium increases of recent years.
Interesting. So what is the key learning here?
Health insurance premiums are the upfront payments made to your insurer to keep your health insurance policy active.
And that money goes to health insurance companies who pay out each time you swipe your card at a private hospital or even at the physio.
And B-man, the premiums set by insurers are created by actuaries to pretty much ensure that they don't lose money.
Unless there's a freak accident across the country.
Yep. So it's no surprise the health insurance sector's net profit more than doubled last financial year to nearly $2.2 billion.
And this was off the back of COVID when consumers had less elective surgeries.
And insurers built up some yummy, yummy cash reserves.
Nonetheless, Jazzy boy, did not stop Australia's health insurers from raising premium rates this time around.
Mm-hmm. For our second story, Reddit, the social media platform, is planning to IPO this month on the New York Stock Exchange in the first major tech IPO of 2024.
And I'm sitting here wondering, will investors upvote for the IPO? That is the big question on everyone's lips. Yep. Tell me more.
Okay, so Reddit is the social media platform or forum where people share very wacky stories, they ask for advice, and often even coordinate different campaigns together.
In fact, Reddit has grown to more than 76 million daily visitors and over 100,000 online communities.
Now, B-man, back in 2021, Reddit planned to IPO at a valuation of $10 billion, but the plan stalled.
Mainly because the investment market was just getting pretty soft and they weren't really doing enough to monetize their users over at Reddit.
But now, Reddit will IPO on the New York Stock Exchange later this month at a more modest valuation of $5 billion.
Now, interestingly, Jazzy boy, Reddit's doing something a little bit different to the norm here.
They are. They're planning to offer Reddit shares to 75,000 of their core users at a pre-IPO price.
Before these shares actually hit the stock market.
And this is usually the access that only professional investors get.
So what's the key learning here?
The pre-IPO stage is often likened to an exclusive club. Entry is reserved for the market's elite.
But Reddit has decided to rewrite the rules with its upcoming IPO.
Now, traditionally, B-man, access to the pre-IPO shares is limited to institutional investors and high net worth individuals.
The thinking is that they are better equipped to absorb the risks associated with newly public companies.
And these are the organizations with cozy relationships with the investment bankers.
But Jazzy boy, these institutional investors seem to get a benefit as well.
Get this, in 2022, the average first day gains after an IPO in the US was 8%.
In 2021, it was 16% first day gains.
And in 2020, it was 23% first day gains.
In fact, the last year that didn't average first day gains for US stocks was all the way back 2008.
Wow. So that means by just buying the shares and doing nothing else, these professional investors will make a profit on average.
And Jazzy boy, Reddit's break from tradition means that more than 75,000 1,000 of its users can hopefully also benefit from those first day gains. Mm-hmm.
For our third and final story, Bitcoin's value has crossed 100,000 Australian dollars, which is the highest price since it peaked in late 2021.
Everyone who bought at the 2021 peak can actually now claim to be maybe making a profit. Yeah. What is happening here?
All right, B-Man, we know Bitcoin as the very first decentralized cryptocurrency. It was launched in 2009 by the very mysterious Satoshi Nakamoto,
whose actual identity is still unknown, but whoever it is or whoever they are multi-billionaires right now.
Now, B-Man, after peaking during the pandemic, Bitcoin's price fell hard in 2022.
That was when inflation was rising, yep. FTX was revealed as a big fat scam, yep. and investors were losing confidence in the crypto market.
But since 2023, Bitcoin's price has been rebuilding, and now it's reached a major high of 100,000 Australian dollars.
And Jazzy Boy, since Bitcoin doesn't have any underlying asset, its price really does fluctuate, and purely it's based on consumer sentiment.
And this time, it looks like the price rise is in anticipation of Bitcoin's next halving.
Ooh, so what is the key learning here?
The rarer the gem, the longer the line.
You see, one of the major appeals of Bitcoin is that there are only 21 million in circulation ever.
A programmer can't just print more money like the central banks did in countries during COVID.
Now, right now, Jazzy Boy, there is around 19.6 million Bitcoin in circulation.
And the halving, which happens roughly every 4 years, means that the reward for mining a new Bitcoin block is half.
The point of the halving process is to slow down the supply of Bitcoin from expanding so that it remains finite.
And prevent inflation from eating into the value of Bitcoin.
So, Jazzy Boy, all of this makes Bitcoin even more valuable and increases its demand.
Flux fam, the rent kitty is growing in the Flux app. Each and every sign up adds another dollar to the total rent kitty that we'll be paying at the end of the month.
Sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night just dreaming that Flux pays my rent.
That's pretty good, doesn't it? Well, we are doing it in March, so make sure if you haven't signed up to the Flux app, you use the promo code PAYMYRENT, and it could be you.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on Friday.